Spring is here, and you can now get almost anything you need for your sunny days delivered with Uber Eats. What do we mean by almost? Well, you can't get a well-groomed lawn delivered, but you can get a chicken parmesan delivered. A cabana? That's a no. But a banana? That's a yes. A nice tan? Sorry. Nope. But a box fan? Happily, yes. A day of sunshine? No. A box of fine wines? Yes. Uber Eats can definitely get you that. Get almost anything delivered with Uber Eats. Order now. Alcohol in select markets. Product availability may vary by region. See app for details.
This episode is brought to you by Intuit, the technology platform that brings financial confidence with products like TurboTax, Credit Karma, QuickBooks, and MailChimp. You might have learned the recorder in school, but probably not how to navigate the financial world. Luckily, Intuit's on a mission to help with the free Intuit for Education program. It provides students with the lessons to learn essential skills, like how to build credit, file taxes, and budget. Check out their free resources at intuit.com/education.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Coach Unplugged is brought to you by great people over at TeachHoops.com. For coaches who want to get better. From the Fifth Quarter Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, you're listening to Coach Unplugged. Here is your host, Steve Collins.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Coach Unplugged, episode 297. Before we get started today, I want to make sure I give a big shout out to Dr. Dish. Make sure you go over and check them out. They'll be, their links will be down in the show notes. The number one shooting machine. We're already in the process of thinking of getting our third one. It's a great machine. It does everything you need it to do. Go over and check it out. That's the first thing. Second thing is make sure you go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. For the time being, we have a 14-day free trial. And before I get too far on this one, let me apologize for at least this week's podcasts and YouTube uploads that my voice is, I'm losing it. It's that time of year. You know, last week we had three games and this week we have three games this week. So I'm going to sound a little bit like I'm a three-pack a day smoker and I am not a smoker. So I apologize for that. My voice just kind of takes a beating this time of year. But make sure you go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. Like I said, 14-day free trial for the time being. You know, I'm always a believer that you got to put something into the game. You know, you commit yourself to becoming a better shooter. You've got a little bit invested. If you want to become a better coach, you got to invest in yourself. And Teach Hoops is one way you can do that. You know, the 14-day free trial is kind of my way of giving back a little bit. But after that, you know, it's like, and you, if you got a little skin in the game, you're going to spend a little bit more time in the community. You're going to spend a little bit more time becoming a better coach. And, I can't imagine a better place or a better community to do that. So go over and check it out, www.teachhoops.com. All right, so today's episode, we're going to talk about what does a championship gym sound like? That's a great question. It does not sound like this. That is a losing gym. That is a losing team. You know, I don't remember exactly who said it, but a quiet gym is a losing gym. It is. You know, winning teams have a ridiculous amount of energy. They do. You know, I go back to some of my heyday years where we were winning state championships and conference championships, and I literally had to stop practice. They were so intense, and there was so much spirit and so much energy there that I couldn't let them go. You know, in end of February or early March, I would have to call practice off after an hour and 20. Because I thought literally somebody was going to get hurt and there was so much spirit. So, you know, the funny thing is you can fake it to kind of make it, which means that, you know, just think back to all those gyms you went into as a player or you've experienced recently. If you go in and everyone's clapping and everyone's, you know, we can all feel that right now in our body. So, and how does that happen? There's lots of energy. There's a lot of people clapping, you know, that brings energy. And when I say you can fake it to make it, you know, if a couple players start clapping, that energy starts. You know, if everyone's clapping and they come together, you can feel that. I felt it this season with our team on the bench, in the locker room. It's the hard part is it's hard to sustain it. You know, I've been in gyms that have been sold out 110 degrees and you can just feel that energy. It resonates through you. So spirit enhances the ability of a player, and the team and the leaders and the people in that gym have to bring it all the time. And I tell you, sometimes it's hard for me, and I'm sure it's hard for them being in school all day. And the famous Pat Summitt said something once, I'm going to paraphrase again, but she says, I can do one of two things for you as a player. I can coach you, or I can energize you or be a cheerleader for you. Which one do you want? Which is true. You know, sometimes I feel like a cheerleader. Sometimes I feel like I have to be the energizer bunny. And I'd rather be coaching. I'd rather be moving X to Y and Y, you know, all those kind of pieces that you do during a game. So, or during practice. Yeah, I'd rather be that person. So, I would challenge you to try to find those energizer bunnies. I would challenge the players that are listening to this to be those energizer bunnies. And you can show them. I mean, if you expect them to do this, you should show them what the expectation is. What does a winning gym sound like? What does a winning gym look like? And it's not quiet, I'm telling you. I always use the analogy that in the most important game, the most important play of the year, you will not hear the coaches. You will not hear maybe one of your teammates on the other side of the court. You will hear somebody right next to you because it will be so loud and so intense that if you communicate, you can win. And I truly believe that. I believe it's the little things that separate the average from the exceptional. And that big gym is one of them. So championship gyms are not quiet gyms. Please go over, subscribe, and like. We'd really appreciate that. Go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. Like I said, I can't imagine a better time, a better place to spend your energy to become a better coach. So go over and check it out. Have a great start to your week.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.